Time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Val Marietti, and they have got a great thing that is going on, and we're finally getting to the point where we know where we're going to put it, and we're going to start having fundraisers and get this off of the ground. It is called the Helper Express Playground. It's going to be at Locust Street, and she is here talking about Friends of the Helper Area. They are a 501c3 that is trying to raise money for this playground, and I'll let her get into the particulars of it. They're going to have a fundraiser coming up on March 18th at the auditorium, and we'll talk all about it. Val, thank you so much for taking out the time to come in today.
Thank you so much for having me.
So let's jump in here and talk about Friends of the Helper Area and the Helper Express Playground and the whole idea and the meaning behind it.
Okay, so back in 2021, Michelle Goldsmith and I and a few other people on our board created a 501c3 nonprofit. We didn't want to be specific to just this playground project. We wanted it to be this project and then hopefully future projects. So we named it Friends of the Helper Area. Our current project right now, our Helper Express Playground, will be on Locust Street. If you've been up there on Locust Street, you know there's already a playground there. We will be updating all of that to be an all-inclusive playground, which means kids of all different mobility levels will be able to play there. 10% of the kids in Carbon and Emery County have some type of disability. My son, Jace, used to run around 100 miles an hour, and then eventually he walked with help, and then he walked with a walker, and then pretty soon he was in a wheelchair. We've experienced all types of those different levels of mobility, and we've had some issues with different playgrounds here in our area just because my typical kids, they would love to go and play on the play equipment, but Jace couldn't go. And so oftentimes we just didn't go to the playground. For several years now, Jace passed in 2017. For several years, I've talked to different cities about putting a equal access playground in, and we're finally got a location. So at Locust Street, and Michelle Goldsmith is very, very busy writing grants. She's submitted multiples. We have had a few little disappointments, as far as those grants, but we've started our first fundraiser. We're going to be at the Helper Auditorium on March 18th from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Ruben's Barbecue has been nice enough to, they're going to be bringing their food truck there. We have some donations. We're going to be doing a silent auction. We have a DJ. You can come out, request the songs that you like, that you want to dance to. If you would like more information, visit my Facebook page. It's called Helper Express Playground. There is more information about our event. There is a QR code for our Venmo. So if you would like to buy tickets through Venmo, the Venmo name is Friends of Helper. You'll have to search it under the business section. There is an image of our playground on Venmo, so you'll know that you have the right one. If you do have any questions, feel free to call me. My cell phone is 435-820-8384. I have tickets available. Michelle Goldsmith does have tickets available up in Helper. Her cell phone is 435-650-3290. If you would like to donate, if you can't attend, I mean, it's not that far off. You know, we're what, about 9 days out, I guess. If you can't attend, but you would like to donate, give me a call. We do have quite a few people sponsoring pieces of equipment. For example, my husband and I are, we are sponsoring a swing that the wheelchair actually will roll up into the swing. And so you don't need to take your kid out of the wheelchair. Oftentimes kids that are in wheelchairs, they don't have enough trunk strength to sit in a regular swing. Oftentimes they weigh too much, or, you know, it's just not convenient. So we chose to buy a swing that you can actually roll your wheelchair, whether it be electric or manual. Some of those electric wheelchairs, Jace has weighed like 350 pounds. So that was the piece of equipment that we have decided to donate. We do have a few other people that have sponsored pieces of equipment. If you or your business is interested in something like that, please give me a call. If you have any questions at all, give me a call at 435-820-8384. I hope you will support this event. we have all worked very hard to try to get this playground going, and it's going to be quite expensive. So if you could help us in any way, I would appreciate it.
And I think the one thing that people need to realize is, yeah, if you can't make it, that's fine. And if you still want to give to this cause, get a hold of Val, get a hold of Michelle. If you're a business out there that would be interested in helping out, or this is a great way to do this. Once again, they are a 501c3. You can donate that money to them. The tickets are $20, and that's for the donation. But you also, you get to go in. And it's a dance. They'll have Rubens there catering. And this is a great thing. And I agree with Val on this one. Every kid deserves to be able to go to a playground like this. And they should be able to.
Right. A lot of families that have kids with any type of disability, I mean, whether they're, autistic, they are visually impaired, they have a mobility issue, it's very isolating. It's not just that child that's isolated. It's the entire family. I couldn't take my typical kids to a playground because I couldn't take Jace. And that's just unacceptable to me. We live in an amazing area. We live in a community where we enjoy a kind of support that most people don't even understand. I've had so many people ask me about some of the events that we've done and how I've made them so successful. And I kind of laugh because it's where we live. And we need to take the community that we have that is so supportive and so great, and let's create this playground, and we can all benefit from it.
Most definitely. Now, if anybody's got any questions, Val, go ahead and give your number one more time.
Okay, so give me a call at 435-820-8384 or visit our Facebook page, Helper Express Playground. You can message me there as well, or just stop by my Headstone Company in Price. I'm happy to field any questions you guys have.
All right. Once again, Val Marietti with the Friends of Helper Area. They're all worrying and taking care of the Helper Express Playground. Big fundraiser coming up on March 18th from 8 to 11 p.m. at the Helper Auditorium. Tickets are $20. They'll have music and dancing, and Rubens will be there with food, silent auctions, all kinds of things. And I guess another thing, if you've got something that you wanted to donate to the silent auction, can they just get a hold of you that way as well?
Yes, that would be excellent. If you have anything you would like to donate, please give me a call. Please buy your tickets now so we have a better idea of who we're planning for. They are available at the at that night at the auditorium, but if you can buy earlier, please do that. It will help us out a little bit.
All right, once again, Val Marietti, the Friends of Helper and the Helper Express Playground, with that fundraiser coming up on March 18th. Val, thank you so much for taking out the time and coming in today. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Dave. I appreciate your help.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you should always check out our website, CastleCountryRadio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.